Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pretty much almost get bigger every year, right?
We do, and we have room to grow here at the Performing Arts Center, which is great.
Yes.
It's just a great environment and easy to get to and park and walk into. And so we feed everyone all day, and we also offer 8 hours of continuing education credit to real estate license holders as well as real estate appraisers too. But most people who come to the event don't worry about CE. They're here for the information.
Right.
And it's relevant, up-to-date information. We bring in business leaders from different industries to talk about what they do and how we can improve our business.
Last night I was reading through the breakout panels and discussions to be had. I mean, very diverse, but you can tell incredibly relevant to today's world.
It is. That's where we shine. We focus on relevant information. No program is the same every year. It's a full year of planning, and a lot of times we wait until just a few months before the event because something will happen, and we say, okay, we need to get this person in because they need to share a particular event. So it's a lot of fun.
Now, Nomar, I was surprised to learn when I was reading about it, because I always prep,
yep.
And I want to know, over 100 years old.
That's right. Nomar is celebrating its 110th year.
That's amazing.
This year, so it's two milestone years, 2025, for our organization. New Orleans Metropolitan Association of Realtors has about 6,000 members. And we're part of a tripartite. It starts with the National Association of Realtors, Louisiana Realtors, which you'll hear from Rhonda a little later today. And then New Orleans is that third piece. And then as a subsidiary, we have our commercial investment division. And that's who plans today's event.
Yeah. So when we talk about, give us kind of a preview of these breakout sessions and, you know, the diversity of the topics that are being discussed.
Right. We start the morning always with a view on the economy, which we heard from Gary Wagner from University of Louisiana Lafayette. He focuses on the MLS data, and he's been presenting with us for a few years now, so we can look at the trends from the residential side of things.
Now, Nomar, y'all operate the MLS data, or y'all have your own MLS data that y'all produce for your members? Is that correct?
Right. It's multiple organizations are part of the statewide MLS, right? And then on the commercial side, we are members of the Louisiana Commercial Database. So for me, as a commercial practitioner, that's where I go for my listings on the commercial side. Right. So we start with economy, start high level, and then we bring it down from there. After the economy, we had Ileana Lede from LED, which she'll pop in right after her talk, and that I'm sure that will be exciting. Michael Heck, Gino Inc., and then we really bring it down to the local level. We'll have a panel of bankers or lenders, as we like to say, and then after lunch, we'll have a panel of different folks who touch the construction side of real estate, architect, builders, strategy, and then we're ending with breakouts on individual segments of commercial real estate, retail, multifamily, office, industrial.
Yes. All incredibly important sectors of our economy.
That's right.
Indicators of where the economy stands. You know,
yes.
We always watch for what? Housing starts. We watch for commercial property, just housing in general. The affordability of housing is
right.
A big issue as well, right?
Right. And I know Gary, Dr. Wagner, was speaking about days on market as well and what he sees with that regard and the inventory that's available and interest rates, everything factors in. And we really, the point of today is just to educate yourself and to better educate your clients and you succeed in business.
What I like about being here today, you know, a lot of occupations or a lot of careers, you don't have as many young folks coming into it. I see a lot of young faces here.
This is a legacy business. I'm fortunate to be third generation. In my family, my grandfather and my dad and I are all commercial agents. My grandfather's no longer with us, but my dad and I work together. His name is Paul Richard. And you do see a lot of that, and you know, male and female.
Right.
But it's important for the older generation to pull the younger generation up, younger generation up with them.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I intend to talk about today in my keynote address is advocacy. And how important it is, I think, for your group. There's always more to do, right? And the amount of influence that y'all actually have. I mean, you guys are the experts. And before anybody else does anything, they should be talking to you guys.
Certainly.
You know?
We have
that's
a local...
That doesn't always happen, though, right?
That's true. I think people don't realize that they're stuck until they get there,
yeah.
Really. And I think a lot of... today is educating the general public on who we are, and
right.
Not every real estate agent is the same, and a lot of people specialize, whether on the residential side with neighborhoods and on the commercial side with property types, sales versus leasing, and it's complicated.
And the underwriting's different in all of those sectors, industrial, commercial, and home ownership, right?
It is, and we say the people and process are different, residential versus commercial, and it's important to have your right people so that your process is smooth and you can get to close.
Right.
How do you get to close successfully, timely? And it's having a lot of those people who are here today who are sponsors. Take Crescent Title, for example, or you have your insurance folks. It just depends on who you have in your arsenal, but they're all necessary.
Yeah, they're all necessary because they're all experts in their own right. Not unlike the IRS tax code, the laws change,
right.
Things change,
right?
You know, what I find interesting, and there's really no occupation that really scores well on these surveys, right, about confidence or ethics or whatever.
Right.
I think anytime you have to pay somebody, it makes somebody angry, right?
Right. So,
but the reality is that this business is really, I think, for the most part, for the generations that I've been around, scandal-free. You don't hear a lot about it. I mean, I've had the opportunity and the good fortune to have bought several homes that I've lived in, owner-occupied. I couldn't have done it without a real estate agent.
Right.
And my wife was a real estate lawyer, and it just made it a lot easier. You know, because they were up on everything, the latest, right? And being able to guide.
That's right. And we pride ourselves in our commercial, in our continuing education. And a part of that every year is ethics.
Yeah.
And we can't do this without our education and being the ethical, trusted source for our customers and clients.
Yeah, absolutely. Final thoughts?
I'd just say this event is something that we look forward to as realtors every year, and it's open to the general public, though. If anyone who's listening in, who's interested in information about the market, about the economy, this is the place to be. We are intentionally in person every year, and I think a lot can go virtual, but we're here for connection, and we're here to educate our people.
It's amazing. I'm sitting here this morning. I'm seeing so many old friends that I hunted with, fished with, played basketball with, were neighbors of mine.
Sure, sure. That's great.
It's almost like a reunion at this point in time.
I love that. It,
absolutely. It's just such, but it talks about the closeness of the community. It's, you know, it's an emblematic of that, right?
Right. And on the commercial side, there are 500 members. Yeah. So you will cross paths with a lot of people more than once. So relationships matter a lot.
My father-in-law was on the commercial side, Bridgewater Properties. Mm-hmm. Bob Bridgewater, he did a lot of industrial warehousing and stuff. And true gentleman, and he absolutely adored the real estate industry and the players in the industry.
Yeah. This is a career. It's not just a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Mignon, Richard Diaz, 2025 Symposium Chair of the Commercial Investment Division, President-elect of the Commercial Investment Division.
Yes, I'm the chairman of the event today.
Next year,
I'll be chairman of the board for CID.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on that. Thank you for hosting us here today.
Thank you for being with us.
Very excited about being here. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to today's events.
And looking forward to your keynote after lunch.
Yeah, you know. I didn't sleep at a Holiday Inn Express last night, though. So
that's good.
But best of luck today. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Jefferson Performing Arts and the 2025 NOMAR Symposium here that's going on, the 15th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium, sponsored by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are continuing our coverage here at the 15th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium presented by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Company. And this event has brought together some of the brightest minds shaping the future of business and development across the state of Louisiana. And joining me now is Ileana Lede, Assistant Secretary of Louisiana Economic Development, the state agency, which is at the forefront of driving business growth, workforce development, and investment in Louisiana. Ileana, it's great to have you with us. And let me remind everyone that Ileana was the brain trust behind Michael Heck, and he's been lost ever since she's left him. I mean, truly lost in the weeds.
Good to see you, Noel. Good to see you here. And yes,
I understand you just got to participate on a panel with your former former burden, I would call it.
I did. And it was delightful. You know, Michael has such a way of painting a picture and telling a story of what is happening in such a positive light.
You
know, it's so welcome because, all that he's saying, it's true. You know, we're talking about the facts, you know, the companies that are coming here, the level of investment that we're seeing, why companies choose this region and Louisiana overall. But I always appreciate, how he looks out at the world and how he conveys that. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you what he does for me, Ileana. He's on Wednesdays, right? So you come off the weekend, you got all this news. A lot of it is not so rosy. And I get to Wednesday, and we end up talking about all the successes, you know, on Wednesday, and it carries me through to the end of the week, and then we start the process
all over again. Yep.
All over again, you know. He is so great. I just love poking fun at him. So let's get into this. So let's start big picture. What is it about New Orleans? What is it about Louisiana that might or might not give us an edge?
So, you know, when companies are looking at locations for projects or where to put their business, if they're coming from other places, they see the natural assets that we have in terms of Louisiana. You know, we have the river, we have plenty of rail access, we have a density of pipelines, we have a lot of natural infrastructure, our geography is great. So we have a lot of strengths in terms of, you know, what you see physically here in Louisiana. And then beyond that, you know, one of our bragging points that we weren't able to talk about a year ago was the tax changes that took place last November at the legislature. The pushes for lower personal income tax, lower corporate income tax. And just this week, I was talking to a site selector, and those are the people that make the decisions for companies. They look at different locations and compare them. And what does Louisiana have to offer? And a site selector said, Frank, tax policy is important to them, lowering the corporate income tax, eliminating the corporate franchise tax. And then when you lower the personal income tax, you have employees who are bringing home bigger paychecks. So that's important. That came from a site selector. And then from an Australian company that is making billions of dollars in investment, one of the factors they looked at was tax policy. So they look at, you know, where we are positioned physically, but also what kind of policies do we have in place. And so we have some good points, some selling points for folks who are considering Louisiana to invest in.
Do you think that, I get the sense that a lot of folks don't really understand, one, the complexity of some of these deals, but more importantly, how important foreign investment is here, that we kind of underplay that and don't really appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's thanks for bringing that up, because there's a term that people in economic development throw around, FDI, foreign direct investment. And you hear it every day. Every day we're talking about how to attract foreign direct investment. And so in the past, you know, I think it's been a broader approach in terms of, okay, who can we target internationally? Who can we go around the world and traveling different countries and looking for opportunities? Now we're looking at a more specialized, targeted approach where we look at, okay, what companies are looking for the assets that we have in Louisiana? So we're looking specifically at Japan, we're looking at Europe, and we're looking at Australia, because Australian companies, the kinds of things that they're looking for are things that Louisiana has in terms of natural gas, in terms of, you know, our geography. And so we have a more targeted approach to attract that foreign direct investment.
And that all important Mississippi River, right, as the highway north.
Absolutely. You can't discount that. You know, we've been around it for so long, but then when you bring folks here and see the accessibility of the river, and of course what's happening with the new terminal and enhancing the accessibility so that those bigger ships can come in here, you know, and just keeping us competitive, the region, and being able to tap into the river.
Under the secretary's leadership, Susan Bourgeois, who you shared that brain trust behind Michael Heck. You see, I never miss the opportunity. Right? Y'all have re-engineered LED in many respects.
Very, very much so. The secretary came out of the gate with, you know, several priorities, but two of them is, you know, when you talk to her, she talks about changing the narrative, how it is that we talk about Louisiana, how people here in Louisiana talk about being in Louisiana, and the stories that we're telling. And I was talking about, you know, you see the rankings that come out, and, you know, Louisiana traditionally is not in the top 10 or top 20. And I was talking to some folks on the East Coast, and they said, well, maybe you should shoot for most improved. Like, that would be a good target for Louisiana. And look for the most improved categories. That's where I suggest you should look. And I said, no, we're shooting for absolutes, not most improved. Top 10, top 20.
Right.
Because we can do that. And we have, you know, there was education results that came out last year, within the last 12 months, I think, where the fourth graders in Louisiana were 16th in the country in terms of reading results. Not most improved, but 16 overall. So top 20 are fourth graders in terms of how they're doing in reading. And so we need to do a better job of showing where it is that we're having successes and where we're having gains and where there are opportunities. So changing the narrative was a key point. The other thing that is kind of related to that in terms of how Secretary Bourgeois is approaching that from Louisiana Economic Development is what she calls this whole of government approach. So it's great if we economic development folks go out, we're selling Louisiana and talking about how great it is to do business here and our assets and our tax policy. But they're going to ask about our schools. They're going to ask about insurance. They're going to ask about, you know, how quickly can you get a permit? What is the permitting process? So it's silly if we approach it without engaging those other agencies. So our team is interacting with the Department of Health in terms of, you know, how can we support their efforts, and here is what we're hearing, and are there opportunities perhaps through federal or state policy to align better? We're talking to DEQ about the permitting process and how we can work together along the way in that, and communicating to companies early on, this is what the process is going to look like. We're talking to the education folks. So it really involves that whole of government approach in terms of how we're working with other agencies to make Louisiana an easier place and a better place to do business.
That moving more horizontal is vertical, right? Mm-hmm. And government structure, governance has kind of been almost a paramilitaristic model for decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to break that, you know, to think across a horizontal plane when you talk about whole of government. We're gonna all take responsibility for what it is that we're putting forward.
Mm-hmm.
I love that that approach. I think it's necessary, quite frankly, in order to succeed. Because as we stay in our own little silos, we become hoarders of information, hoarders of our failures, hoarders of our successes. We don't share with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the successes, you know, that everyone played a role in the successes, that
right.
It's not just Louisiana Economic Development landing a deal, but it was all of us working
right.
together to land that particular project. That's a great point to bring up. You know, we need to celebrate our successes together, because that's what it requires,
yes.
that the other agencies working together, and not just the state agencies. The local
state
governments,
locals,
the parish
yeah.
governments.
How's that going so far? I mean, I know that y'all have made a concerted effort on that front, working with GNO Inc. You know, y'all are still training Michael.
And it's a labor of love.
And
yes.
And JETCO.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. No, JETCO. No, I mean, we here in the greater New Orleans region.
I have
we
her have, speechless, folks.
Yeah. We are so lucky. JETCO is such a force. I mean, JETCO is such a force. But the way we are structured is you have Louisiana Economic Development, that is a state agency, and then you have eight regional partners
right.
around the state. So here it's Greater New Orleans Inc., you have the Baton Rouge Economic Partnership, you have One Acadiana, you have the Bayou region. All across the state, we have our different partners, because we're naive if we think that we know what's happening on the ground in all of these different regions
right.
and what availability there is on a particular location, or what the supply chain looks like in that particular area. So, love it or hate it, we have to work with Michael on at the regional level to make deals happen.
So, you know, a lot changing, right, in the ingredients, the makeup of economy, you know, the onset of AI. We've got these data centers that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that infrastructure that you started out in your comments identifying. Are we ready?
Yes, and we are working on it. So when companies are looking for where to locate, they need a spot. They need a physical location, and sometimes that is a building, sometimes that is a couple of acres, sometimes that is dozens of acres. And so you have seen folks come in and they check out a site and they're like, this is great, except for it doesn't have the utilities. It doesn't have...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
An access road. It's a great location, but we're going to need to clear all these trees or address some flood mitigation. And the companies need to move fast. And so we have lost projects because that site was not ready for them to move in. So one of the things that we're doing is the legislature passed this $150 million site fund, which we are calling Fast Sites, which we launched today, actually. And what it is a mechanism to close that gap between, you know, making a site ready, infrastructure ready, reducing the time, the cost, the money, so that when a company comes in, that site is actually ready for them to move in it as quickly as possible. So it's a financing mechanism that folks will competitively, public entities will competitively apply for, propose their site, why it is such an asset. Perhaps they've lost a project, but it needed, you know, had access to rail, but lacks a rail spur, which is the branch of the rail that right. leads off to, I learned this in the last couple of years, but leads off to actually the plant, the industry, the actual business, leads right. off the main line. But that costs money and that costs time. So launching this Fast Sites program, oh my, Fast Sites. So we just had Michael walk up on, right on cue. Launching the Fast Sites program is really, really exciting and a tremendous amount of investment, because I'd like to say this is Louisiana's idea, but it wasn't. States across the country have been investing yeah. in sites. You know, our neighbors, you're looking at $30 million, $50 million up in Pennsylvania.
I think Kentucky's been doing that
That's
for
right.
years.
They've been doing it for years. Michigan, $100 million.
I had a uh-huh. friend of mine that went up there. He is a multi-state business, and he was locating at the time in Arizona and Kentucky, and he was describing the process to me. It's like, wow. I mean, he actually closed a deal in 3.5 days in the state of Kentucky.
That's exactly the time. Yeah. The time is costing them money. And so when we're looking at what other states are doing, Alabama had a very specific example, and they were trying to land this massive auto plant 10 years ago, or actually it was more like 20 years ago. They were looking, and they were a finalist to land this auto manufacturing plant. And the company executives loved the location in Alabama. It was the right size. It was the right price. It had everything going for it, except it was going to take them 2 years to actually get that site prepped. And they went to Tennessee instead. And so Alabama said, we're not going to let that happen again. We're not going to lose out on a deal. So they started investing in that massive site. Plenty of money through their site fund, making those infrastructure investments. So 10 years after they lost that first auto deal, another one came along. I think it was Toyota and Mazda doing a co-location for manufacturing. And that site was ready, and they landed it. And so you see that example over and over. Or it can be a building. You have this building that has been out of commerce. You know, if you're looking at the metro area, you know, New Orleans.
Charity.
Yeah. You have a building that needs significant investment in order to generate economic activity mm-hmm. and to generate the, whether it's the property tax dollars or jobs or economic activity where nothing has been happening. So Louisiana is getting in the game in a big way with this $150 million program.
No, absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Ileana Lede from the Louisiana Economic Development Agency of the state. She is the Chief Economic Competitiveness Officer there. We are here at the 15th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium at the Jefferson Performing Arts. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We have been joined by Ileana Lede, LED Chief Economic Competitiveness Officer, and we've been talking a lot about a whole bunch of things that are influencing what's going on throughout the state of Louisiana. I wanted to pivot to this. So a lot of positives, a lot of realignment, state, local partners, open, more transparency, open communication. You know, we're all in it together. But we've had our challenges. Out-migration's been a huge problem, especially for the city of New Orleans. I think per capita, they may be leading the nation in out-migration. We have a trajectory that's good in some areas and not so much in others. But let's focus on, you know, and then the diversity of industry that's moving here, which I think we're probably more diverse than we've ever been, right? Mm-hmm. At the present time. So what does this all look like in 2030?
Diversification is very, very important to us in how we're approaching projects. So you want to have different types of projects to provide for different opportunities. And here in New Orleans, it's interesting because you have so many higher ed institutions. We have some of the highest number per capita of higher ed institutions. So we have the workforce, and in many, many, many cases, they want to stay here, but they don't have the kind of professional services jobs that they're looking for.
Right.
So, you know, there has long been a focus at the state level on the number of jobs, but what we're looking at is the quality of jobs and the types of jobs and the higher paying jobs, and how do we create those opportunities to keep the best and brightest here. If they're here already and they want to stay here, how do you provide those opportunities? And some of it can be, you know, related to incentives. We changed one of our incentive programs. The Quality Jobs Program was around for more than a decade, largely incentivizing manufacturing jobs because those tend to have a multiplier impact on the economy. And we revamped the program, and it's called High Impact Jobs. And it's specifically that what kinds of jobs are going to have a high impact. And it's tied to salaries. It's tied to wages that pay above the parish wage, and broadening that to professional services. So you're not just incentivizing manufacturing jobs, but other professional service jobs that also have a higher multiplier effect. Also specifically incentivizing regional headquarters or corporate headquarters to locate here to provide those opportunities for folks to stay. And then, you know, you'll see these big announcements about, you know, an LNG plant that's, you know, $17 billion locating in South Louisiana. And you'll see, you know, another massive deal, the Meta deal up in North Louisiana. And these massive, massive projects, those also provide pathways for those other service industries because they're going to have spinoff. When you look at LNG jobs, those jobs pay six figures. They pay higher than the parish average. And so those folks are going to have more disposable income to spend on services across the area. And mm-hmm. so that will grow the economy. So I encourage people, when you see, you know, headlines about LNG, and it's like, oh, that doesn't impact me. You know, the types of those jobs that come into the area and the economy are really positive for our trajectory later on. So what do we look like, you know, day to day in 2030? It's like when you get in the elevator and you talk to someone and you ask them, you know, where their son or daughter is, that they're here in Louisiana, that they haven't moved to Texas or Virginia or Tennessee or somewhere else. That's what we are targeting in, you know, keeping our folks here and attracting new folks to come to Louisiana.
As you look at all the sectors of the economy right now in Louisiana, which one do you think kind of has the most forward momentum, the most oomph?
So energy. Will always see energy. We have a legacy. It's an asset industry. It is evolving. So, you know, we talked about horizontal and vertical innovation. energy is not just stuck in the past. There is innovation happening in the energy world, and that is largely our play in terms of growth. So energy, we will continue to grow in that area. When you look across the South in terms of where things are booming, you know, and last several years, automotive deals were large call centers. We're seeing a shift more towards data centers. Aerospace, we have a lot of assets there. With the federal investments in shipbuilding, we'll see more opportunities there. And we're already seeing some autonomous ships in the Bayou region. So there's a lot of opportunity in defense and shipbuilding. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In that area and integrating innovation, and also pharmaceuticals. I think you'll continue to see growth in that area, but all areas where Louisiana and our region has some assets to capitalize on the growth there.
You know, when we talk about technology, I was talking to someone yesterday about the multiples year over year that they're spending in CapEx, and it's kind of interesting if they could sustain that, because if they can, it could be huge for the state of Louisiana. I mean, we find ourselves in a really good position, right?
Yes, the levels of capital expenditure. I mean, since January of 2024, we in announced projects we're about $70 billion.
Wow,
which is a massive figure, much much higher than we have seen traditionally here in Louisiana.
Probably more than in any time ever in the history of the Louisiana.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is absolutely true. So it's an exciting time, and those are announced projects. So we'll see the fruits of that labor and those investments in the years ahead.
Those are
real.
Yeah, they're real. Ileana Lede, Chief Economic Competitiveness Officer with the LED, Louisiana Economic Development Arm of state government. Thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate the time and the insight. You're a wealth of knowledge. I love these conversations. Thank you.
As do I. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We're broadcasting live for the 15th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with Rhonda Reap Curiel, president of Louisiana Realtors. We'll talk about the impact that they have on policy. Mike Sherman with Sherman Strategies, LLC. Where are we breaking ground? Where are these projects? We'll talk about that and what's headed our way with these projects as well. So we'll be right back broadcasting live at the Jefferson Performing Arts for the 15th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium presented by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.